Coming up on 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
It is, and we're going to have a great week. We're going to have 70s all week. It's looking like some taste of spring and summer here.
It's time to switch your closets over. You know, when you get dressed, you're like, oh my goodness, I don't want to wear a sweater today. So you got your short sleeves on.
I do.
You're ready.
Yeah. Well, and Jay's got his shorts on. So he's taking it a step further.
Yeah, he's pushing it. But actually, it is going to be really nice.
It will be. So we're upper 70s today. So can't complain with that. And had success with the opening of the park and all that.
We did. There were so many people out at the park and the zoo. The petting zoo was a huge success. There were camel rides out there in the petting zoo. There was a baby camel, zebras, alpacas, goats, sheep, everything. It was a really great day, and I have to give a shout out to my face painters. I was in charge of face painting, and I had 10 high schoolers that came out for 5 hours. They face painted straight for 4 hours. They came early and set up, and then they cleaned up, but they literally face painted consistently for 4 hours, and that would give you some idea of how many people were out in the park and zoo that day. So it was a huge success. It was really nice because we had park opening on that Saturday, but there were a lot of people in town for Easter weekend. And so it was interesting because I kind of managed the flow of the kids coming in for the face painting, and there were so many people that talked about being in Independence from out of town. So the fact that Easter fell on the same weekend as park opening was kind of a bonus this year because we had a lot of extra people in town from out of state to see our park and zoo. So it's nice.
Sure. No, we underestimate how many people holidays do bring into town, I think. So that is great. Well, I'm glad it went well.
It did.
So what do we have coming up here?
Well, we have a lot of things. You know, if the truth be told, the listeners probably have no idea that the document you have in front of you is 24 pages long.
It's hefty.
Yes, and it is full of things that are happening in Independence, but no fear, I'm not going to go through all 24 pages because we don't have enough time, but that is literally how many things are going on in the community between kind of now and the end of May. But I'll start with what's happening today. Senator Moran is visiting Independence and Coffeyville today, so he'll be in Independence at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Memorial Hall lobby, and according to his office, the senator will be announcing federal investments for our Independence Police Department and Labette Health's Independence facility, so the community is invited to be able to come and listen to that announcement at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Farmers and Makers Market will be kicking off soon, so we're having our planning meeting. It's this evening at 6:30 at Annie Mae's. All vendors are encouraged to attend, so vendors would be farmers and gardeners and makers, crafters, anyone who is interested in having a booth at the Farmers Market, and everyone is welcome. Again, you'll go through the back entrance of Annie Mae's and go into the meeting room. And we'll sit and visit and kind of get a game plan for this year. And you can go to the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page and find all of the details regarding what you can and cannot bring to the market and how to get signed up and things like that. Does Coffeyville have a farmers market?
We do, yeah. We have one that'll get cranked up here in Walter Johnson Park and that sort of thing as we get a little warmer.
Okay. So let's see. Also, Robbie Bell, who is from Coffeyville, will be playing in Independence tomorrow evening at Dickie's Barbecue, 6:30 to 9 in downtown Independence. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Robbie Bell fans. You might want to head to Independence to enjoy her music. She's super talented. And then also I wanted to just point out that we've talked about it before, but Independence now has a senior and community center on the second floor of the public library. And if you need more information about that, call 331-3030 and talk to Taya Hooper. She's in charge of adult services. And so you can visit with her. Nancy Kishpaw has now retired from the library, so I wanted to give you a new name to ask for. So again, that's Taya Hooper, and they have lots of activities at the Senior Center. Make sure that you look up their Facebook page and like that, and then you'll be able to see all those things come through on your feed, or you can call the library.
Great.
So, I'll give you a little shout out to academic achievers at Independence High School. So tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Memorial Hall will be the Independence High School Academic Awards and Senior Scholarship Night. And those students who have achieved a GPA, I believe, of 3.8 will be recognized. And then also thousands of dollars in scholarship monies will be awarded to the seniors that evening. So families are invited to attend. They've already been given a special invitation, but it's always nice to know positive things that are happening in the community. And we have some strong academic achievers that we will be honoring tomorrow evening. And that event is actually sponsored by Rotary Club and Indy Women United. And Indy Women United is the former Seroptimus group in Independence. So that kind of tells everyone what that club is about. So those are women whose focus is on improving the lives of women and girls. So if you're interested in joining Indy Women United, you can give us a call at the chamber office and we'll point you in the right direction. And then we have a strong Rotary Club, and they too would love to have people join the Rotary Club and its missions and projects. And both of those organizations value education and supporting our youth. So they are co-sponsoring that event tomorrow evening. Ribbon cutting this week. It'll be on Friday the 14th at 11:30 at U.S. Cellular's now permanent location, just a couple doors down from their temporary location at 108 Peter Pan Road, which is basically in the same building where Dollar Tree and Shoe Department and all of that is. So they were in a temporary building space right there in that whole complex until they got their permanent spot built out, and now it's ready to go. So come out and welcome them and enjoy a grand reopening celebration Friday from 10 to 7 and then Saturday from 10 to 5. They're going to be giving away lots of fun things, and then also Coyote Tacos will be there. So that'll be fun. Is it supposed to be nice weather this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's not going to be too bad. We do have a few rain chances and that sort of thing, but I don't think it's really going to amount to much. You know, just some real passing thunderstorms. So it's
okay.
Like a 20% chance on Friday night, Saturday 20% chance. So I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Okay, because yeah. That's an 80% chance it won't.
Yes.
However, we do need rain, so it just needs to rain in the night so then it won't squelch any of the fun activities of the day.
And I think anything will be pretty short-lived.
Okay. So. All right. Here's something else that's kicking off. All Wheels Night and Cruisin' Indy will be this Friday, the 14th, from 6:30 to 8 in downtown Independence. Here's what All Wheels Night is, if you don't know. It's a night where people bring downtown all of their hot rods, their sports cars all shined up, antique cars, and they park kind of in the 200 block of downtown. So that's the middle block where like Messenger Furniture is. And so we're encouraging everybody to stay out of that area so that that can be the saved parking for all of the people participating kind of in the shine-in show, car show. And so you come down, you walk around, you look at all the cars, and then you can enjoy the music from Straight Away. That's a local band. Tommy Lawrence and his guys will be playing. So great music. It'll be a beautiful evening. They're doing it now on the second Friday of every month through the summer months. And they've also added a poker run. So this will be something new. You'll get your first poker card. You'll go in and pull a card at Dickie's at 8 o'clock. So we'll have the car show and enjoy the music and then encourage everybody to stay downtown and participate in all of the local restaurants and bars and go around and do a poker run. So
well, that'd be great. It's always fun to just walk around a car show, and it's always a good atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it is. People bring their lawn chairs down, and they just set out and visit with everybody, and it's a really good time. Here's another opportunity this weekend to get your health in check. The Independence Masonic Lodge is hosting a health and cancer screening event this Saturday from 9 to 12 at 2000 West Laurel, and there will be screenings for all types of cancer. There'll be blood pressure screenings. I think we talked about this last week. I think there's PSAs. I can't remember all of the things. I don't have my flyer in front of me, but there's going to be lots of good screenings, and they're completely free. And so be sure and attend this. If you have some questions, I've got a cell number for Jeff Shaw, 620-205-6777. Or you can always call the chamber office and we'll help you out. But be sure and take advantage of this, especially when you're looking at skin cancer and things like that. So it's from 9 to noon this Saturday at 2000 West Laurel. And that building, that address is actually the building for the Masonic Lodge. And we have a fundraiser coming up for Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry. It's a pulled pork dinner this Saturday from 5:30 to 7 at the Baptist Church, 220 South Penn Avenue. The cost of a ticket is $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. The menu consists of pulled pork sandwich, potato salad, baked beans, coleslaw, dessert, and a drink. And you'll enter through the alley. The Baptist Church, Methodist Church have an alley that runs right behind them. So that's the entrance that you'll use to the dinner. So skip cooking that night and go out and enjoy some pulled pork and help the Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry raise some funds so that they continue to push those back into the community to make a difference in the lives of people who are needing that support. The William Inch Theater Festival is kicking off. So Thursday, April the 20th through Saturday the 22nd. And as Dee Molnar said when she was here in studio last week, we will be honoring our very own William Inge, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning American playwright and Academy Award winner. I've actually got to hold his Oscar. It's super cool. We had it in at one of the festivals, I believe. And anyway, you could stand there and get your picture taken and hold it. So that was fun. And there will be a full production of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs on stage at the William Inch Theater. And I believe that's a Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I can't remember. I don't have the flyer again. I don't have my book with me. But you can go to ingcenter.org and all of the complete schedule is there for the picnic that they're having out in the park and the free rides that will be available. And the play is going to be Wednesday and then Friday and Saturday. So Wednesday's performance and Friday's performance are at 7, and then Saturday's performance is at 2. So pretty sure I'm right about that. We have Business After Hours on Thursday, April the 20th, and it's at the Independence Gun Club and the Sporting Heritage Center at 212 North Penn Avenue. And anybody who attends Business After Hours is going to have a special treat because you're going to be able to see over 250 taxidermy animals, shoulder wall mounts to full-size floor mounts. Many of the floor mounts that I've seen in there are actually world record holders or have been world record holders at one point in time. They've been donated from the personal collection of globally renowned adventurer and outdoor journalist Craig Boddington. And we're just very, very fortunate to be able to have established a relationship with Craig and received his collection. It's going to be an educational facility and a big tourism draw. So it was open during Niwala, but they've done so much more work even since then. And so I encourage everyone to come out to Business After Hours for the Chamber of Commerce on Thursday the 20th. So that's next week. It's from 5 to 6. You don't have to be there right at 5. It's kind of a come and go kind of thing. So all chamber members and their employees are welcome. The high school's having their plant science greenhouse sale on Sunday the 23rd from 12 to 3. And then they will also have it a couple days in May, May 6th and May 7th. But it's going to be in the Ag Building, which is a greenhouse right over by the Riley Resource Center at 1201 North 10th Street. So if you want to think about where the high school is, it's just across the street to the south is the Riley Resource Center. And then in that same block is where the Ag Building is and the greenhouse. So if you're looking for some plants and you want to support the high school students and the Ag Department, you can go to the sale. Again, that's the 23rd from 12 to 3.
Good deal.
I'm going to give a little shout out for Men's Night Out. It's going to be Thursday, April 27th at the brewery, 223 West Main Street from 5 to 8. And you'll be able to go to Main Street's Facebook page and get the details of that. I'll probably share some more next week. But they always have a ladies' night out in summertime, and they like to have a men's night out. And so it's always fun for all the guys to gather over at the brewery. I think there's going to be a food truck and lots of fun things for the guys. So again, mark that on your calendar, men, April 27th at the brewery from 5 to 8, men's night out. The Independence, Kansas Tree Board will celebrate Arbor Day on Friday, April 28th from 6 to 8 at Logan Fountain. There will be lots of educational activities and crafts and community booths out there. We are a Tree City USA, and so we have a tree board now in Independence. And every year, I'd say for the last probably 5 years, they've been celebrating Arbor Day out at Logan Fountain. So, again, that's the Friday 28th from 6 to 8. And then lastly, I just want to talk about Love Independence Day. We have a lot of things planned, and so I thought I'd spend a little bit of time talking about that. So Love Independence Day is always the last Saturday in April, and so that will be Saturday, April 29th. And it's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. It's a community-wide event where we focus on just extending kindness and caring and concern and love for people, groups, organizations in our community. And there's really not any rule or guideline around participating in Love Independence Day. So you can participate as an individual. So that's probably what I will do. You can participate as a family. You can participate as a classroom at school, or a Sunday school class at church, or a youth group, or a civic organization, or a business, or a department within a business. I mean, it can be as large of group or small of group as you choose to put together. And again, there are so many fun things to participate in or things to consider. So here's a couple things that I want you to know. They're going to be doing, we've already actually kicked it off, doing some donation drives for Communities in Schools. And Communities in Schools is that group that works to remove barriers to education with middle schoolers and high schoolers. And so we know that if we can make sure that they're clothed and make sure that their stomachs are full, that they're going to most likely do better in school. At least those, if we can help with those things, it increases their ability to learn. And so they are doing a sock and school supplies drive right now through the 14th. And then next week they will do a deodorant and body wash drive, followed by that last week leading up to Love Independence Day. They're asking for everybody to donate mac and cheese cups and ramen noodle cups. So very simple things. I already went out to Walmart and bought socks and school supplies, and I bought deodorant and body wash, and I also bought ramen noodle cups and mac and cheese cups because I use them as demonstrations, kind of visual aids at First Friday so that everybody realizes how easy it is when you're at the store to just grab a pack of socks, or grab when you're getting your deodorant or toothpaste or body wash, just grab some extra. And you can drop it off at the middle school, or you can drop in the high school, or you can just drop it off at the chamber office and we'll get it to them. So that's one way that we can love on our middle school and high school students. Another fun thing that that we have going on from First Oak Bank is they are doing a community paper shred, which is super nice that they are offering that, because how many times do we all have all of our papers and everything and our bank account statement papers and things that we're trying to shred, and if you don't have a shredder, you know, being able to confidently get rid of those papers safely. So the community shred will be Friday, April the 28th from 8 to noon. And again, it's hosted by First Oak Bank, and it will be at their downtown location at 115 North Penn Avenue. So drop off all your items, your paper shred items there. Coldwell Banker, Pasternak Johnson out on North Penn, they're doing a AWOL donation, so you can drop off all of your pet supplies and things to support AWOL. That's another great way to extend love in our community, is to love all of our little fur babies and to be able to make contributions to AWOL. I hear that Dairy Queen is going to be maybe passing out some free ice cream cones. I don't know if that's to the first so many visitors or how that will work, or if it's random. You never know. But be sure and swing by Dairy Queen. You might be able to get a sweet treat. And we always appreciate the support of Brent and Dorothy Littleton. Optimist Club is going to be hiding some surprises out in the park. So I'm a member of Optimist Club, and I'm not telling anybody what the surprises are.
All right.
But get out and enjoy our park, and maybe you'll find something hidden somewhere. And just follow the instructions on the little card, and you'll know what to do. A lot of our local churches are unifying and banding together to work on our pocket parks around Independence. So we have, besides Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, we have three other pocket parks in the community, one on South 10th and one on the east side and the south side of the community. They're kind of nestled in neighborhoods, and they're used and appreciated, but they need some TLC and some love. So the churches are going to go out and I think spruce those up so that all the kids that enjoy those will see that they are cared about and loved. So that's nice that they are doing that. Riverside Park and Zoo has quite a list of opportunities. So I brought the list here. If you're thinking, I want to do something, but I have no idea what to do, Lisa, tell us what we can do. So here's a list of some things to consider. The park and the zoo needs help repainting concrete benches in the playground and around the oval area. They need new mulch in the playground area around Riverside Park and out at South 10th Street Pocket Park. They need to repaint the fence around the dinosaur in the playground area. Plant flowers in the urns and the flower beds around Logan Fountain. Repainting the open 4-H building. Repainting the fence around the train depot. Applying some water sealant to one of the shelters in the park oval. Picking up trash through the one-way and all over the park and out in the cemetery. Painting the inside of the Stevens building, which is the one with all the snakes and reptiles in there. And so if you're looking for something to do and you need that suggestion, then we want you to call the park and sign up for a project. You can call and talk to Scott or Dee Dee at 332-2512, and they'll get you plugged in. That's a great list. They provide all the supplies. You don't have to have the paint or the brushes. They just need the help. So be sure and sign up. Community Missions for Improved Housing will also be painting a lot of houses this season, and I believe that they have 6 houses on the list, and they have 2 that are needing volunteers to be able to paint at. So if you are interested in helping with those, the painting of these houses to beautify our community and to help people out, be sure, and you can contact Dean Hayes, and his number is 332-3819. And I just want to give a shout out, Textron, Standard Motor Products, Impact Church, Atmos Energy, and Community Missions for Improved Housing are already signed up to paint entire houses. And then there are 2 that they're hoping that volunteers will champion and will get those painted as well. So fire hydrants. I don't know if people know, but there are over 300 fire hydrants in Independence. And you can pay, so that's a project. You can call John Garris, who's a city engineer, at 332-2542. Is that the number on your sheet?
Yeah, 2534.
Okay, yeah. That's not the right number. Okay. I wrote it something. It's 2542, believe.
Okay.
And there are 300 fire hydrants, and they are going to give you the paint and the wire brush and the paintbrush, and they will give you the addresses of the fire hydrants, because some of them are painted red, some of them are painted green, and some of them are painted yellow, and so they'll give you the right paint for the right address.
Because that actually means something,
yes,
too.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Water pressure or something about where that, yes.
It means how much we got water pressure they have coming out.
Yeah, and so, yes, you're a smart cookie, James. How'd you know that?
I don't know. Okay. I just have
well,
picked
I did
all,
not know
picked
that.
Up all this random stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's valuable if you're painting or if
that's
you're
right.
a firefighter. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we were just talking one day about possible projects, and Sean's like, "We need our fire hydrants painted." So you'll grab a wire brush and kind of knock off all the loose paint, and then give them a fresh coat. So and help our firefighters out, and. So let's see. And then I just might mention that always nice to be able to maybe extend kindness to our fire and EMS department, our police department, our streets department, sanitation department, our food pantries in town, our little food pantries that are located at Crystal Brook, Truth Tabernacle, and the library. They're the little ones that look like birdhouses outside. You can put non-perishables in there. And I think the VFW's out kind of putting up some new brackets during this time so that they can put up fresh flags and put, you know, just show patriotism throughout the community. And that's their way of loving and showing love for our veterans. That's going to be happening. The city's also giving us the opportunity to use the sanitation yard every day that week from Sunday through Saturday from 8 to 2. So that's definitely a gift. So if you're doing spring cleaning, know that the sanitation yard will be open. And also, the city's giving us the gift of the city brush dump being open every day that week from 8 to 2. So you can drop off your leaves and your brush, no lumber. And then if you're wondering where that is, it's located a half mile east of College Avenue on County Road 4100. And then lastly, I would say that we are 84 days away from the 4th of July, believe it or not.
You have a countdown in your office there.
Yeah. And this year, our Rotary Club is raising the funds for the fireworks display. And it's going to cost a little over $20,000. So we need to start contributing to that fund sooner than later, because 84 days will be here before we know it. And an easy way to do it is to go to the new website for Community Foundation for Independence. And when you go to that website, you're going to see all of the entities in the community, all of the nonprofits that are affiliated with the foundation, and they each have their own tab. And you can just click the fireworks tab, and it pulls it up, and you can go and donate to the Fireworks Fund right there. You can also click on any other tab and make additional donations. They have QR codes available. You can set up your payment to be a one-time payment. It can be bank drafted every month if you want to make a large donation, but you want to break it up. You can just plug in an annual donation so you don't ever have to worry about it again. Lots of options on the CFFI Community Foundation for Independence website, and lots of worthy organizations. But right now, I just want to give a shout out and bring to everyone's attention that we're trying to raise the money so that we can continue to have a beautiful fireworks display. For over 30 years, Jim Kelly has done it single-handedly. And has always done an amazing job. And he's a Rotarian, and so he's brought all of us Rotarians into the fold and have asked for our support going forward. So that's exactly what we're going to do. So please donate to the Fireworks Fund. And then lastly, I'll just say that there's going to be a Saturday in the Park 1 mile fun run and 5K on Saturday, May the 6th. So you want to get signed up for that. Go to runsignup.com and you'll type in Saturday in the Park, find a race, and you can register online and take advantage of a great opportunity to get your health in check and get out and enjoy some fresh air. You can do that big 5K and make it an official race. You can just get out with your family and do a 1 mile fun run or walk.
Excellent. Well, that's a good comprehensive update here.
Lots of fun things, but I really hope that everybody will just think of lots of fun ways to be able to extend kindness on April 29th. You know, it's always fun just to be out and about, and you can see those things happening.
And I love that, too, because, you know, sometimes we see things in the community that we think can be improved, and we're like, oh, well, you know, someone's got to do that. Well, maybe that someone is you. And
that's
this
right.
This is actually that opportunity to step up and take that initiative, and everyone working together make our community better.
Yes, yes. And just those simple things, too, of I've seen people go out and buy flowers at a flower shop and then go downtown and just put them in the door handle of somebody's car, you know, or buy somebody's coffee or do something fun in the drive-through. And I tell you, when I've done pay it forwards in the drive-through, or when I've received pay it forwards in the drive-through, the person who gets to extend that in the drive-through, the employee, it brings just as much joy to them to be able to say to the next person, hey, your food's been paid for. So it really does have a kind of a trickle effect. So it's a good day.
It absolutely does. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in. As always, always good to hear what's going on. And we look forward to having you again another 8:10 session here coming up this next week.
I'll be back. Thanks for having me.
On tax day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Don't want to end on that note, but oh well. It is, what can we do? So, all righty. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, as always.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you too. And we're going to be back with more. We do have the folks from Holy Name Catholic Schools. They'll be in here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.